Come on, boys. It's time now to grab the bull by the horns. The proposition is very, very serious now.
What you gonna do, Herr Louis?
We're going to start the auction. Why, we should be in South America next Monday already. And we haven't even started the auction yet. This is no way to treat Katie.
I should say not, it isn't.
I know, but don't forget that we got our girls to think about, too.
If they can't be a little bit more inconsiderate, then they gotta suffer me the consequences. We've tried hard enough to explain this business to them. And they don't want to understand, so now it's our time to show the heels.
Gee whiz, Herr Louis. Jenny never will forgive me for this.
All right. What's the matter with you? Haven't you got no stamina? Show the rest of the world what you're made of. And don't leave a girl break you down. Come on, gentlemen, it's a little music. So we get this auction started. There's a few people here already. So let's give them Schmierkäse. Are you ready? Eins, zwei, drei, spielt. Now, boys, listen. Stand by me close so I can give you a couple of ideas how to make ourselves some money. Now, here's what I want you to do. I want you to kind of mingle in with the crowd, understand?
What do you mean, Herr Louis, mingle?
Huh? That means to kind of walk around in between them while the auction is going on.
Oh.
And listen, when the bidding starts, and they ain't bidding high enough for the stuff, I kind of wink my left eye a little. And when you see me winking with the left eye, one of you spit a little more, you understand? Kind of help stimulate the auction.
Oh, now that's a good idea. Then it keeps lots of action in the auction.
Exactly.
Oh.
All right, now don't forget. And whatever you do, don't all holler at the same time. On another thing, if I don't want you to bid, I wink with both of my eyes. So now, does everybody understand?
Yeah.
Good, then let's get started. Go ahead and mingle yourselves around with the crowd.
I think I'll stand myself over here by the stove. As part chairman, they ain't gonna get that for nothing, I can tell you, that stove.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. I'm kind of sorry if we have kept you waiting, but it was something that we couldn't avoid. So much for that. Now, before we start this auction, I want to tell you why we are auctioning this stuff off.
All right, I'll start the bidding off with $5 for the stove.
Just a minute. I ain't quite ready yet. Just hold on to the horses. Now, as I was saying, the reason we are auctioning this stuff off is because we got to move. We got to leave the old homestead for South America. And I tell you people, it breaks our hearts to sell this furniture and stuff. It's the closest things that we got to our hearts. And you all know, when you got something you like, you don't like to leave it go. And that's just exactly the way we feel about this. All right, so much for that. I just wanted you to know that we are sacrificing this stuff because we have to, or not because we want to.
Well, are you ready now, Herr Louis?
Yeah, leave a go. What's the first thing you'd like to start the auction off with? I tell you what, right over here on the right side of my right side, you see standing there three beds. Three good, strong, hand-painted iron beds with mattresses, bed sheets and pillows. How much can I hear somebody say these bets is worth? If you don't like to start auctioning on all three of them, let's take one at a time. How much can I hear somebody say for one? Don't be bashful, ladies and gentlemen, because you don't have to be afraid of them bets. They are still good for anyhow 25 years each. And when you put the three bets together, just think of it. 75 years worth of bets for how much? How much can I hear somebody say?
Go ahead, Emil, say something, go ahead. Because I'm waiting for Herr Louis to auction the stove off, go ahead.
Should I start on one or on all three of them, Weasel?
Well, if you had a rooming house, you could use all three of them. So maybe you better start up at only one first, huh?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, somebody started. Somebody give me a figure for one of the beds to start with.
$3.
Oh, there's a gentleman who says $3. $3, he says. Who says $4, huh? Who says $4? Did I hear somebody say $3 and a half, then?
$5, please.
Ah, the gentleman with the white shirt says $5.
$7.
$5, ladies and gentlemen. Can't I hear no more?
$7.
It's going once. It's going twice. $5. Are you all done?
Hey, wait a minute. Emil said $7, hello.
Oh, excuse me. I didn't hear the gentleman. All right. I got $7. Now, who wants to say ten? Can I hear somebody say $10? Ladies and gentlemen, you don't know what you're doing if you leave that bet slip out of your hands for $7. You know how much that bet was original? $25 made out, nothing in it. Just a frame. Oh, now look at what I'm bid for it. Can't I hear $10?
All right, I say $10.
Ach, du lieber Strohsack. What's the matter? Is there only one man in the crowd that knows the value of a good, strong, hand-painted iron bed? Why won't somebody give me $12 now? Or $10 and a half? How's about it? Can I hear somebody say $10 and 50 cents?
Are you going to say 50 cents more, Emil, or should I do it?
Yeah, maybe you better do it, so then they don't get suspicious.
All right. I say $10 and 50 cents. I say it.
Just a minute. Leave me hear somebody on this side say something once. Can I hear 50 cents more on this side, please? Anybody? All right, I tell you what I do. I start the bets all over. And we start out with all three of the bets. Now can I hear a good strong offer for the three bets at one time? Anybody at all, start the balls rolling. Somebody on all three bets.
$5.
What's that?
$6.
Hey, wait a minute. This is for all three of the bets you're betting on now. I was already offered $10.50 for one. So where you get that $6 stuff for all three of them.
Gee, Bess, what'll I do now, Emil? Shall I say $20, maybe?
Wait a minute. Herr Louis winking his right eye. Now, what does that mean yet, hmm?
That means he's got something in it, maybe.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. I just gave you a little time to think the proposition over. So now, leave me here some fresh bits. Let's all push our heads together and show me that you know the value of these bets. Now then, how much can I hear for the last time now? How much can I hear now on the fresh bits for all three bets? How much?
$3.
Sold for $3.
Oh, for goodness gracious.
I don't care. I show you. I mean business.